The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know how many days we've been reading from the Gospel of John so far this Easter season, but before every time I get up here to proclaim the Gospel, I make a commitment to myself to not preach on John. And I think it's happened every day that I've preached on John, because it's just so difficult to understand that we have to get something out. I want to be preaching on the Acts of the Apostles, and every time I get up, I say, "Got to preach on John again today." So I'll try a little bit of a tie-in for us, because there's some confusing stuff here in the Gospel of John also. But we have this being sent and the one who sends, and I think this is good for us. But as long as we get to see what it means to be caught up in that dynamic of being sent and who it is who sends us, so. I mean, Jesus is the definitive revelation of God to man. He just is, right? So we see in Jesus God himself. That's it. And Jesus shows us the nature of God's love, especially in this little part of the Gospel of John. He washes the disciples' feet. And so this is the love of God made flesh that stoops even to wash the disciples' feet. And then we are, right, we're down the chain, right? We are the next in line. And as the next in line, we are to do what Jesus does. So we are to wash each other's feet. Now, maybe you don't want to wash each other. I mean, right? We pay people to do that now, right? We want to wash each other's feet, but there are ways that we can think about what Jesus is doing here. I mean, first, right, the complete abasement of himself, right? There's nothing that's too small. There's nothing that's too dirty. There's nothing that's too disgusting. There's not whatever, right? Jesus does it. Okay, when I became a priest, the last thing I thought, all things considered, that I was going to have to do as a priest was change a baby's diaper. And yet when you're friends with mothers of large families, that's exactly what happens, right? Because it just has to happen. And you go, I didn't really, you know, you don't get to stand back and say, you know, I didn't become a priest to change your baby's diaper. You know, like, it's shocking that may be, but you just do it, because that's what love does, right? And changing a baby's diaper is not the worst thing in the world, you know, and you all know that. There are many worse things that you have to do, either as a priest or as a parent, that are worse than that. I mean, I know some people don't like that stuff. Some people don't like stuff that comes out the other end. But nothing is out of bounds, right? Not for the Christian, because the gap between us and God is far greater than the gap between us and whatever task that is, or whatever person that is that we encounter. And so I think it's more like this. If we receive the love of God, right, we receive again Jesus, when we receive God Himself, then by the very nature of that act, we are compelled to go out and do likewise. So it's not as though we're stirring this stuff up for ourselves, although we too often place barriers in the way. So I have to remove those barriers, like things like my estimation of my own self-worth, you know, what it would be best for me to do, what's the best use of my time. Who cares what the best use of your time is? That's not your calculation to make, right? Just like it's not my calculation to make. We're to be wasteful in the same way that God is wasteful, in the same way that Jesus is wasteful. The King of the universe, cleaning the grime out of Peter's toes. I mean, come on, right? It's wasteful, right? But that's the nature of love that gives itself here in the washing of the feet, and that is incarnated in the same way with the same image as Jesus takes to the cross. My tie-in back to Acts of the Apostles, because that's, you know, where I want to be, is that that's the love that these men are bringing about, right? So they've received this reckless love, the King of the universe washing feet, and now they know that they have to go out and serve others. They have to go out. So Paul, does Paul want to go out to the Jews and tell them, this is the guy you've been waiting for, you killed him, and now he's raised from the dead, so get in line? That's not exactly what St. Paul wants to be doing, probably. He may himself want to live a quiet life, but he's called by God to make this proclamation, and he makes it besides himself, right? Even though that's the fulfillment of his own personal history, right? He is compelled by the love of God to make that announcement because he's going out for the good of those people, so he has to do what's best for them. And we see that throughout the Acts of the Apostles. Because they are recipients of the love of God, because they love God, they go out then and they have to bring his love to life in ways that they may not want to, right? They do it. They may not want to. They may want. That's not the important factor. The important factor is God is calling them, he's giving himself to them, and he's compelling them to go out and be part of his story. Right, the story that is the recreation of the entire world, the restoration of the old order by the love of God, so that all of creation can sing God's praise. All of God's people, that's everyone, all of God's people can sing his praise. We too are part of that same story that continues today. We receive God's love as we turn over our hearts and lives to him, and we're compelled then by his love to go out and bring his life to bear in the world around us.